Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, June 1st, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support of this show. And what is Rock the Flock? It is the home for Christian independent artists to have a voice, so we can sit back and listen to their wonderful testimony, the word they bring to the show, and to listen to their amazing music, and where they have a home every week. This week, I sit back and I thank the Lord again for another special guest, Miss Jenna Widener. How are you doing?
I'm good, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're closer. My guest from last week was in Massachusetts. So when you said Nashville, I said, close. A neighbor.
Right. Next door neighbor.
we're not too far apart. Well, thank you for joining the show. I have been kind of anticipating this interview. And I just feel like God has something. He's already worked on something that he's stored up in you to share with us. So I'm excited to hear what comes out.
Yeah, I'm excited as well.
All right, we'll be right back with Miss Jenna Widener right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, Miss Jenna Widener. Jenna's calling in from Nashville, Tennessee. As I told her, thank you. And you'll hear it again because I say it all the time. You know, I'm blessed every week to have these amazing, and I don't want to say artists because that's part of the show, but I want to say these amazing children of God, because I don't care how old the guests are that come on the show, we're all in the family of God, and we're connected. And Jenna, you're in big trouble because you're in another family. You are in the Rock the Flock family now. So this is the time where you can tell everybody who's listening, who is Miss Jenna Widener?
Well, so I was originally born in Colorado. So I'm from a town called Evergreen, and my whole life I've been singing, and pretty much any excuse to get me on stage, that's what I did, from choir to dance to guitar lessons, piano lessons, musicals, you name it. And I started writing songs around the age of 12. And when I realized that was something that I not only enjoyed doing, but was actually pretty good at, I wanted to find a way to pursue that, but I didn't really know what path that meant. And the Lord really introduced me to Belmont University, which is what brought me out here. I studied music business and graduated in 2021 and have been out here ever since. And I do a lot of independent artists do in this city. They have a full-time job and then they pursue their music on the side. But you know, it's a pretty fun journey, I would have to say. I've enjoyed it so far.
Now, as in many guests on the show that start in one place and end up in Nashville, is your family still in Colorado?
They are, yes.
Okay. What did they think about their daughter? Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a brother.
What did he think about his sister moving halfway across the country?
Well, my mom always said, if you're going to move, you have to move to somewhere that we will enjoy visiting.
Okay.
And so they love visiting Nashville. My brother, he was into country music before I even was into country music. I remember he's 3 years older than me. So when he was a senior in high school, I was a freshman. He would drive us to school, and he was a big sports person. So like when he had sporting events and stuff, we'd listen to like hip hop or rap music, but when like all on all the other days we listen to country music. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize you were this into country. But then we would keep listening to it, and I think I kind of got more into it. And then obviously I started listening to like Taylor Swift, and once I realized, oh, like she's writing her own stuff, like maybe I can do that. And so that's what kind of got me into songwriting. But yeah, no, they love it. They love visiting here, and we always have a good time.
Well, good. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, I think one of the things I asked was to bring a scripture to the show and kind of what it means to you, why you brought it to the show. So when we come back, we've got more of Miss Jenna Widener right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. I hope you're enjoying the show. All the wonderful independent artists in the first hour of the show, we've got another hour to go, and we've got a couple more segments with an amazing guest, Miss Jenna Widener. Jenna, you've told us a little bit about your life from Colorado to Nashville. You stepped up and knocked the verse of the week out of the park. Great job with that. A little impromptu right there. And now it's time to bring the scripture to the show and kind of why you picked it and what it means to you.
Yeah, so this verse has been like taped to my bathroom mirror this year. And it just kind of really speaks to the season of life that I'm in. Living in a city where there's so like everyone's talented. You'll find it everywhere, and it can cause like a lot of anxiety of like, what am I doing here? Like, is this really, am I on the path that God wants me to be on? Am I really serving him the way that he wants me to serve him? And sometimes we need to remember that like anxiety doesn't come from God, but peace does. He's the Prince of Peace. And so just reminding ourselves that like we can always center ourselves with prayer and come back to him, and like his peace, which is, it transcends all understanding, will comfort us and will give us guidance and will ultimately be what leads us to our purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had I typically don't dream when I sleep. And last night I had I don't want to call it a disturbing dream, but it's one I don't want to have. But I believe it was the Lord kind of knocking at my heart with it a little bit. And in that dream, there were some things that happened that made me really anxious. And I had to remember, and it's kind of cool. And this is how God works. You bring that verse to the show. In the moment in my dream where I was so scared, I guess is the word, and I'm not a scared kind of person. I grew up that way, and I'm not that way anymore because the Lord delivered me from all that. But I was feeling that way again, that anxiousness, going, oh no, here we go again. And mm-hmm. then I remember sitting there and saying, peace, Greg, peace.
Wow.
and it went away. Of course, I woke up, my heart was pounding, but it's the peace that we all need no matter what we're going through. Even people think you need peace in bad times or when something, but you need to be thankful for the peace that the Lord bestows on us in the good times.
Yeah.
Well, where do you, I'm going kind of off context in this little segment, but okay. Like you said, it is a very competitive market in Nashville. And I haven't been, I need to get up there because I would love to meet all of you. That would be a highlight for me. I can get autographs and sell it on Amazon. I'm just kidding. But my wife's been, my kids have gone, and I know they've walked down whatever road that, I don't know, but whatever road, the main road, and you know, you hear somebody playing in every bar, shop, or whatever it is, there's somebody playing. Now, where do you get to play?
So I do a lot of what are called writer's rounds. Mm-hmm. And those aren't usually on the main strip, Broadway, which is what you were talking about. These writer's rounds are put on by so many different people and companies. And it's become much more common and popular ever since I've graduated from Belmont. There's just like writer's rounds popping out of the ground. People are hosting them at restaurants, at hotels, at bars. And so those are really fun and very specific to Nashville. They don't do writer's rounds in New York or LA. Like, that's a very Nashville thing. And then you have like 3 to 5 songwriters on a stage, and then each songwriter takes turns singing and playing their original songs. So I do a lot of those. And then I released my debut EP last year and got to put on a full band show at the Gibson Garage here in Nashville. And that was a very exciting and fun show for me to put on, celebrating the release of that. So you find different opportunities, and the more people you meet, the better. Mm-hmm. And it really is such a small community, and you realize how small of a world it is when you live here, because so many people just find these random connections in their story when they come here, and it's really cool to see.
Well, that's cool, because my prayer, we talked before we went on air, my prayer is that this show will open up doors for you and open up doors for all the other artists, because now you have Christian independent artists all across the country who are listening. And I've been blessed to be able to, at times, connect two on the phone. When one would call me, I would connect another artist and just put them together and sit back and say, this is what it's all about. You know, if they're working out in some kind of issue, production issue, or have questions on how to do something, that's pretty cool. So get ready, Miss Jenna.
Okay, I'm here for it.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about your music. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
We'll be right back with Miss Jenna Widener right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, the Inspiration Station, or you're listening online at 897WJHO.org, or you may be passing by the podcast and you found Rock the Flock. Thank you for tuning in. We got a very special guest this week, Miss Jenna Widener. Jenna, again, you have, thank you for opening up, for telling us a little bit about you. And now's the fun part. We get to talk about your music.
Let's do it.
you have a debut EP a year ago. You've got a star on Broadway in Nashville. You are signing autographs and making tons of money on autographs. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's all accurate.
It is, isn't it? You'll have to come down and put a star. I tell everybody, one day they're going to be stars in front of the studio down here. You'll have to come put one in front of it.
Oh, would love to.
But you released an EP. How many songs on that EP?
There were 5.
5. What was your favorite song to write on the EP?
Oh, that's a great question. I think my favorite song to write, and also just with the production of it as well, I would probably say it was my song Call Out For Me. Mm-hmm. And that was the second single that I released off of it. And we put a lot of incredible elements that I've always dreamed of like putting into my music. We had a choir in there. We had like a awesome electric solo in there, strings. And it was just such a beautiful and fun song to work on and bring to life.
Now, I have a feeling that may be the answer to the second question. I was going to say, if you had one song, if somebody said, Jenna, get on that stage and you have one song, what song of those five would it be?
Probably Breakthrough.
Okay, a different one.
Yeah. Yeah, Breakthrough is my to-go opener song. I play it at every show. It gets everyone going. Everyone loves it. It's got a very universal message, and especially coming out of the whole COVID season and stuff, I think it just speaks to a lot of people of realizing like you're not stuck, and even if you're going through hard times, like don't worry, breakthrough is coming. And and how I ended up writing that song has quite a story to itself too. I wrote that right after graduating from college. But even before that, before I graduated, I was part of a college ministry all throughout my college career. And we had like a senior farewell party. And at that party, we prayed over all of the seniors. Mm. And so for me, when everyone prayed for me, they were praying everything had to do with worship, with songwriting. And then this one pastor, he said, Jenna, I feel like right now the Lord is pulling you back like an arrow, and you want him so badly to let you go and to just let you fly and, you know, to reveal everything to you, but he's not ready yet. He's still holding back. He's still got some work to do, but don't worry, when he does let go, it's going to be breakthrough. And, they recorded everyone's prayer. So I actually got that prayer recorded and sent to me. Mm. And so I was listening to it on repeat after I graduated, because I didn't have a job yet. I had a place to live, thank the Lord, but I didn't have a job yet. And I just was like, Lord, what am I doing here? Like, I don't know. And then that song, I just kept listening to that prayer. And then one day I just had to not only believe it, that that was what the Lord was saying over me, but I kind of to declare it over myself too, like there's a purpose in all of this, breakthrough is coming, and that song just kind of poured out.
That's cool, because it's right in line with what the Bible tells us, that joy comes in the morning. It's coming. Mm-hmm. You know, it is. Breakthrough is coming. Joy's come. Doesn't matter what happened yesterday. Doesn't matter what happened a minute ago. It's coming, and he's there. He is always there waiting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, do you play any instruments?
I do. I play guitar mainly. I play a little piano, but guitar is my main instrument. Yeah.
I had a hint, because is that a little ukulele, or is that just a small little? I saw that in the background. I said, I know she's got to play guitar.
Yeah, that's a ukulele. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, I have quite a few guitars. So. And I actually work for Gibson Guitars. That is my day job. So
okay,
big guitar fan here.
Nice little shameless plug there, wasn't it? What song are you going to bring to the show today?
I'm going to bring Breakthrough.
Breakthrough, okay.
Yeah.
And you kind of explained why you wrote it. And that is... it's a recurring theme I hear, you know, COVID, and it was just the devil trying to, he did some nasty work in 2020.
He sure did. He messed up some plans, you know?
He did, but you know what happened? You can't mess up the Lord's plans. You know,
for sure.
He tried, and everybody called it the year of vision, you know, 2020, the year of vision. And I believe it allowed everyone to kind of hone in a little bit to sit back and say, what am I really going to do? Lord, what do you really, not just Lord, I want to serve you, but Lord, what do you really want me to do? How do you want me to serve you? And that's cool.
Yeah. No, that year I ended up, like you said, like I even ended up drawing closer to the Lord that year. And I definitely was not expecting to be at home as long as I ended up being, right? But I was actually leading worship at my church back in Colorado. And so I was doing that consistently. And that also really helped me find my sound as an artist as well. So that was actually a very like growing and nurturing season for me, which is very interesting in the gist of it all.
Now, here's a fun question. Have you ever gotten on stage and forgotten words?
Yes. It's usually like that initial bit of nervousness and you just forget how a song starts. Mm-hmm. But once you start it, you've got it through the rest. It has definitely happened.
do you hum through it? Do you?
Yeah. You know, I've been pretty good at just like kind of playing it off and being like, oh, okay, just give me 1 second here. I'm gonna take a second or look at my phone or like play a little bit of it, and then eventually it comes back. But yeah, I've learned for me with performing, it's better to just, and it's easier to connect with people when you don't always have it so rehearsed in your head, like what you're gonna say, your introductions and stuff. It's better to just like feel connected with the audience, be real, be authentic. That for me, that's been the best way to perform.
Because you're riding, you're hitting, you're just hitting it on the head today, because that's absolutely right. Because when you take me out of the equation and you let the Lord do it, because when we try to make plans, and I'm a very precise person. I like things done this way, this way, this way, this way. And I line events up. I want everything done this way. But I realized over the years, the more time I put in it like that, it's me. And then my wife gets on me sometimes because she thinks I'm a little careless or I don't put enough attention. But I've learned to just let the Lord do it. Like you said, be authentic. Let God, I'm not worried about it. It's going to work out. And it's kind of neat just how this show goes. It's scripted in a way, but you see, we've gone completely off the script. I mean, why not? You know?
Why not?
Yeah. Well, let's get back on. Why don't you intro Breakthrough Force?
Okay. This is Jenna Widener with Breakthrough on Rock the Flock Radio.
It's Rock the Flock Radio, and we are cruising into the end of another two-hour show. And I'm more than honored to have my guest this week. I don't think she knows how blessed she really is. I mean, we do these Zoom calls all the time. I love doing Zoom because the audio is crystal clear. But then we get to see each other, and I know I am not nothing to see, but I like to see God in all my guests. And Jenna, you do have a spirit about you. You have joy. There's peace. I see, you know, that the arrow, like you explained, how you know where you're going now. I mean, he's let go. You know where you're going. You have that confidence, and it's not in the confidence of Jenna, it's confidence in the Lord.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So thank you for just showing all of us that this week.
Absolutely.
Can I say a prayer?
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all the artists on the show. Lord, that you will continue to bless them. For those that have it all together, Lord, to continue. And for those that are struggling, Heavenly Father, to your plan and their needs, Lord, I ask you to provide it. Heavenly Father, please be with Jenna. Thank you, Lord, for bringing her to the show. God, I ask that you continue to guide her, to continue to walk with her, God, to continue to protect her, to put that hedge of protection around her and her life, Lord, around each and every step of her life. God, bless her music. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Miss Jenna, how can people connect with you?
Yeah, so you can connect with me on Instagram. My handle is Jenna CW Music. And then the same thing with Facebook, TikTok. I mainly use Instagram. But then, yeah, all my music is under my name, Jenna Widener, W-E-I-D-N-E-R. And yeah, that's how you can find me.
Everywhere, worldwide.
Yeah. That's
right. Anything to close the show?
Oh, man. No, I mean, just thank you again for having me on here. I think it's such an incredible opportunity to get to tell my story. Anytime I get a chance to share my testimony is, you know, even if it's just one person listening, like that means everything. And so thank you for giving me a chance to share a little bit of my story, and hoping that it blesses anyone who listens.
That's right. Yeah, I think you have listened, because you're using some of the things that's what I pray for, that one person, you know, there is that one person. And last week, I know there's that one person. So I typically don't get some feedback sometimes, but I did get feedback from a person last week that is, they're really struggling in their life. And one of the songs on the show spoke to them. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking every day. And, wow. And I've been praying that God will change her life. Because that's what that's what she needs, and that's what a lot of people need. And I'm not perfect. I still need him.
Oh yeah.
You know, I need him. No. I need him every day.
Yeah. No, I do too. No, it's, and I think we're in a time and culture where people are really hungry for like some real affirmation and just realness. You know, people can get so distracted by all the awful things in this world, and they're just looking for, okay, what's actually real, what's actually authentic. And I think Jesus is kind of just coming out and saying, enough is enough. Like, I'm here.
That's
and
right. I'm the real thing. That's what he's saying. I am. And that's all he has
I
to
am,
say.
I am what you've been looking for. I am everything. And it's real, especially working in music and seeing how much Christian music is being even just integrated into all different types of genres, from country to rock to pop. I mean, it's being integrated in everything as it should be. And that's what I try to do with my music. And that's what I love about, music. So.
Well, I remember way back in junior high, I went to a church camp in San Antonio, Texas. And I don't remember a lot about it. But I remember it was a husband and wife praise team that, and I can't remember their names, but I remember the name of the song that they sang, and it was God Still Moves. Mm-hmm. And God is still moving. And Jenna, he is. He's, you see it more now. People want to know more. And it's not more about the world. It's not what's going on in the Middle East. It's not what's going on in the White House. It's mm-hmm. it's what God wants to do in their life.
Yeah.
Because nothing's working. They've even people that have it all together, they're movie stars now. They're major secular artists who are finding the Lord.
I know. I praise God. Like it's really incredible.
Well, Jenna, again, thank you for blessing us on the show, and you're in the family now, so we'll have to stay in touch.
Yes.
And like I said, when I can get my plan together to get up there, I would love to be able to meet everybody. Cause you bless my life. You really do. You know, when I sit back and I listen to the show every Sunday night, and I listen to the podcast, because God still moves. And I hear it, and if I go back and listen to it again, I hear something else, and God still moves.
Yep.
So just be blessed. Keep keep going. That, like you said, you're the arrow, and it's been released, and there's no end to it before it lands. So just keep going. Mm-hmm. Keep flying in the Lord. Let Him continue to guide you. And I'm just super excited that you are part of the show.
Well, thank you. I'm very honored to be on it.
That is Ms. Jenna Widener right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.